In Ukraine, officials say the election has been decided, but the protests go on. Elections officials say the government-backed candidate, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, is the winner. But hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are still demonstrating, and they say the vote was rigged to deny victory to the leader of Ukraine's political opposition, Viktor Yushchenko. International observers say fraud did taint the vote, and the United States agrees. Russia, on the other hand, supports Yanukovych's victory. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev with more.
The government's declaration that its candidate, Prime Minister Yanukovych, had won only seemed to energize the massive crowds that have taken over downtown Kiev in support of opposition leader Yushchenko. Despite a driving snowstorm, tens of thousands of new protesters joined the at least 250,000 people on the streets. There were similar demonstrations in other cities. Many regions say they will not recognize Prime Minister Yanukovych as president, meaning Ukraine has for now effectively become ungovernable. Opposition leader Yushchenko, his face still greenish and haggard from what he says was an illness caused by a poison the Secret Service has slipped him, addressed the crowds again today. He held out an olive branch. Yushchenko said he would accept a new election if Ukraine's Elections Commission was impartial. Right now, it's stacked with government appointees. But people in the streets sense the government is on the ropes. The protests have become a catharsis. It's not just about opposition leader Yushchenko. It's becoming a protest over years of corruption, murders of some government opponents, and a Soviet-style state media machine that churns out reams of what they see as lies.
My name is Oksana. I am 23, and I wanted to say that we not only for Yushchenko here, but we here for truth. Liars were everywhere, and we just say to ourselves, it should be stopped.
Aleh Rybachuk, another opposition leader, says the Ukrainian government has no idea how to react to the massive scale of the protests.
They are clearly embarrassed. I know for sure from, let's say, reliable sources from Secret Service that Yanukovych is very nervous. He's calling SBU and Ministry of Interior every 1 hour. And that amount of people is mostly getting them shocked because this is not only in Kyiv. They never expected this.
One issue galvanizing protesters is what they see as interference by old colonial master Russia. The Kremlin backs government candidate Yanukovych, the handpicked successor of scandal-tainted outgoing president Leonid Kuchma. Moscow dismisses the election fraud international observers saw. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has already congratulated Yanukovych as the new Ukrainian leader.
My name is Natalia and I'm 22. Russia always uses us, you know. Russia even stole our history and try to show that they're the best, you know. But, you know, we like Russians as people, but the Russian empire politics, we don't want it here.
Prime Minister Yanukovych's base of support is in the east of the country where Ukraine's Russian-speaking minority lives. There were some pro-government demonstrations there today, but much smaller than the massive opposition protests. In Kyiv, the government could only muster about 1,000 people at its own rally. Prime Minister Yanukovych issued a confusing statement this afternoon, saying he didn't want to be president if his legitimacy would be questioned. It wasn't clear if he was suggesting fresh elections might be a way out of the crisis. Earlier, Yanukovych presided over a government meeting. He seemed distracted as he rambled on about work on a new state budget. As for the massive anti-government uprising in the streets, Yanukovych said, "We are carrying out our work effectively. There's nothing extraordinary going on here." That sounded reminiscent of former East German leader Erich Honecker, who during massive street protests in 1989 famously declared that his regime had never been stronger. A few days later, the Berlin Wall came down. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.